It's 77 degrees in Nashville. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. President Donald Trump has endorsed State Senator Brent Taylor from Memphis for the congressional race to replace longtime Democratic Congressman Steve Cohen. Whoever wins the Republican primary on August 6th is poised to flip the district red. Taylor, along with other Republican lawmakers, heeded a call from Trump this spring to redraw the state's congressional map to favor GOP candidates. The new map fractures Memphis into three different districts. Tennessee's 9th Congressional District, which long represented the city, now stretches from one part of the city some 200 miles to Franklin in Middle Tennessee, introducing more Republican voters into the Democratic stronghold. Some Nashville area plantations are looking to revise the ways they present their complicated history, namely the history of enslavement. The Hermitage, Andrew Jackson's home, is launching an updated tour about the people enslaved there, but some historians and descendants have criticized their approach, which did not involve historians of color or direct engagement with descendants. Other presidential plantations have approached things differently, like James Madison's Montpelier, which in recent years has added descendants of people enslaved to Montpelier's board. Eola Lewis Dance is the former president of Montpelier. She told our Daily Show, "This is Nashville, that descendant engagement is crucial for accurate interpretation." You can find that full conversation about the Hermitage and retellings of Nashville's Black history at WPLN.org or wherever you get your podcasts.